I'm Troy Coverdale at the Riley County Fair.
And I'm speaking with
Annika Webers.
Annika, how old are you and what school do you go to?
I'm 17 years old and I just graduated and I'm homeschooled.
Oh, wow. How long have you been involved in 4-H?
This is my 11th year being a member of 4-H, but before that for 2 years I was a Clover Bud, so I've really been doing 4-H for 13 years now.
Tell us more about what you're showing at this year's fair.
I am showing one ewe and one weather lamb. I'm showing my rabbit. And then I also have entries in clothing, arts and crafts, photography, cake decorating, and several other projects.
How much better is this year's event than last year?
Oh, well, in my opinion, it's going to be so much better. I love people, and I kind of missed having a crowded fairgrounds last year, so I'm so excited that everything's open to the public, that we'll have the carnival, that everyone can come watch the livestock shows and walk through and see our exhibits. I think it's going to be so much better.
What do you enjoy about being in 4-H, and what has it taught you?
4-H has taught me so much, just from public speaking, making friends, meeting people, learning from your mistakes. I know there have been quite a few chances for that. I just love all of the people that I've gotten to meet from across the country, really, and the things that they've taught me, even just differences in how 4-H is run in other counties. They've taught me so much. Also, a lot of leadership and citizenship skills. I've gotten chances to meet the governor. I've gotten to meet our representatives in Washington, D.C. I've gotten to meet so many people, and I've learned so many great skills, especially how to get things done quickly when you don't have much time.
Thank you very much, Annika.
Thank you.
I'm Troy Coverdale at the Riley County Fair for News Radio KMAN.